It is time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us today, and we're expecting a press conference. Is this the interest rate discussion that we're talking about?
Absolutely, John. Yeah, this is part of the regularly scheduled meetings that the Federal Open Market Committee has.
Right.
They started yesterday, and then they'll be out at 2 o'clock today with whatever commentary they're going to have about interest rates. Now, nobody is expecting any change in interest rates, so we'll stay at or near that zero bound for the Fed. And most analysts that I'm looking at right now, including our own internal folks now, are projecting that interest rates will stay at current levels at or near zero sometime till at least early 2023. So I guess what we'll be looking for today in the commentary, forgive me if we mentioned this the other day on the air too, is how many thinks the FOMC will have in the press conference today. Because if you remember, what will be three meetings ago, the chairman, Jay Powell, mentioned that they were not even thinking about raising interest rates. At the last meeting, he mentioned that they were not even thinking about raising interest rates. So only tongue-in-cheek, I don't think he'll go with three thinks today, but I think he'll reinforce, that they are going to keep these rates low, and he's going to emphasize that they have other tools that they can and will use if they need to continue to keep priming the pump to keep our economy moving along. So we don't expect anything new out of that front. Also, John, at 8:30 this morning, we're going to get August retail sales. And once again, I think we need to be prepared for the fact that despite a lot of the headlines that we hear out there, I think retail sales are probably going to be pretty good. And one of the reasons that I'm reaching that conclusion, and as I'm looking at, like last night, Federal Express went out with their earnings, and guess what? They were exceptional. They were much higher than analysts expected, and you can see that in their stock, which will be higher again today at all-time highs. But you're seeing UPS stock at all-time highs, CSX, Norfolk Southern, Old Dominion Freight Lines. And, gang, that's a good sign that the economy is doing well, because those are the ways we get product from point A to point B, and we get product from point A to point B so it can get built, manufactured, delivered, and ultimately sold. And so if you want to look past all of the headlines and see, is our economy doing okay, you look at the companies that move our economy, and their stocks are at all-time highs. And that's usually an indication that our economy is on very solid footing and has all the opportunity it needs to continue to grow back out of the mess that we've been in for the last 6, 7, 8 months.
All right. Well, we will keep watching that and pray that that's the direction we continue to go in.
Well, futures are higher, so your prayers, at least here early, are answered. And I look at those longer-term trends, and the footing is still very solid for the economy in the United States.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, stay well out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.